Something for the weekend. It's Trina here on Classic Hits, and Fergal is back this week talking dating. Fergal is from intro.ie, the matchmaking agency. Fergal, a lot of people are being told the reason they are single is because they are too fussy. Would that be true?
Afraid so, hugely.
Really?
Massively. And a lot of the time people will make the mistake of thinking that I'm not going to settle and I have standards and therefore I'm going to wait until I get what I'm looking for. The problem is, standards are fine as long as they're within reasonable levels of realism. But a lot of the time, people can develop airs and graces and then the confidence levels are buoyed up to such massive heights that no one could ever meet the expectations of this person. So yeah, fussy is something that is told all the time to us. They're saying, I didn't meet anyone yet because I tried this and I tried that and it just didn't work out because I just can't. I'm not happy with who they are and what they're
about. So what are people looking for then in a partner?
From women to men, education. Because for every one woman who has third level, there's only 0.6 of an equivalent man. So we'll have women calling saying, I only meet him if he has, a master's from Trinity or a PhD from UCD or if he's a doctor, lawyer or an accountant. And we're thinking, well, in Ireland, there are far more professional women than men, but it doesn't mean to say that the men aren't as intelligent. So, yeah, standards in terms of academic achievements is the biggest issue for women in this country. Definitely, it's the reason why there's so many single women, because there's so many high achieving women out there in their mid-30s, late-30s, and they're saying, well, why should I settle for him? He's only a plumber.
Okay.
He might be the biggest plumbing contracting firm in the country with the most, high emotional intelligence and great communication skills.
Great guy, yeah.
Great guy, but she won't give him the time of day. So fussy in terms of education, fussy in terms of height. And the thing is, on height, there's only 30% of Irish guys over 6 foot. So we'll get women coming in 5'5", 5'6", saying, yeah, I'd like if you were 6'2". I'm sure you would, but, they don't exist. Move to Sweden or Norway.
yeah.
And then, not to be fickle, but I suppose we're not going to send a woman out with someone who's going to make them feel, not feminine. We know that everyone wants to be made feel appropriate. Guys don't want to be made feel emasculated, and vice versa. It's really important that people just realize that just because I'm making these demands doesn't mean that I can get what I want, because I'm not buying a house or buying a car here. Same with location. They're very fussy on location. Irish guys in particular, there's more Irish guys living in rural areas and more Irish women living in urban areas. So you get people fixated on finding people in their location. So therefore, they're never going to meet anyone.
So they won't give them a chance if they live a few miles out. Okay.
No way. And then fussy on age. You'll get 55-year-old Mary will say, I feel a look around 45 because I do Pilates, yoga, I eat fish, I drink loads of water. Therefore, he has to, be 45. And I'm saying, well, we can't get a 45-year-old man to actually meet you, Mary. Then we get 65-year-old Johnny saying he now wants to start a family, so he wants a 35-year-old because he wants to, have everything and he left it too late.
So the wish list is very long, isn't it?
Oh, that doesn't even begin to start what the wish list is. Yeah, it's never ending. But if lists are as long as people's arms, that's when you know that alarm bells are probably ringing. So the real important points are, is the person a caring, kind, considerate, genuine, decent human who's actually looking for a future goal that I'm looking for? Do they want a family? Are they people that I can introduce to my current family? Are they warm? Are they considerate? Are they caring? Are they asking me about my day? Are they asking me about my life? Are they just grounded, balanced?
When you talk to people though who contact Intro, do you ask them, to describe themselves? They probably say things like, well, I'm 5'5", I'm blonde, I'm this, that, and the other, my age, and I suppose you're presenting a profile of yourself, so maybe that's why people automatically go, well, I want a guy who is 6'2", who is age 35, who is,
No. When people inquire to us, they tell us I'm whatever I am and I'm looking to meet someone who is genuine, who is decent, who is normal. If we have a conversation on the phone and we explain the policies and the policies gain a reaction that is something of shock or, oh my God, why would I have to do that? Or what's that about? When there's a feeling of, why would I have to make an effort? The fussiness is usually entitlement.
Yes.
And it's like, I told you that I wanted X, Y and Z and I paid you that money. So you get me that.
Yeah.
And if he slightly or she slightly deviates from that in one way, shape or form, it's like all hell will break loose. So that's why we're so careful. We actually, not to be negative, we turn away more people than we take on.
Because they're too fussy.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Just we're dealing with humans here. And there needs to be a degree of empathy and an understanding that this is not a shop window. This is not, I want this, I want that. But things have become so transient and so fickle nowadays that people just feel that people are disposable. Because I went out with 20 people there last month and sure, they're all gone. No, no, I'll move on.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. If you're really serious about looking for a long-term relationship, you need to realise I've got issues, I've got flaws. They'll probably have some too. And let's be willing to work it out together.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of
scrap
the people aren't.
Your list if you have a wish list of what you're looking for in a partner.
Yes.
And just start on a blank page because you never know, you could be missing out on someone really brilliant. Thanks, Fergal.
Thank you.
Fussiness and dating. There is Fergal from intro.ie. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.